Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. We were happy. One day my fiancé said that something was bothering her. My fingers are too long and slender. They make her feel like the Grim Reaper touches her at night. So I took a knife and chopped them off one by one to be half as long. The bone showed a lot of resistance, but I got through after a few strong chops. My love sat with me the whole time, sharing my pain and telling me how much she appreciates what I do for her. And we were happy. As I pet her with my stumps, she looks at me and says that my eyes are asymmetrical and it bothers her because it makes me look judgmental. So I took a spoon and dug out my smaller eye, leaving a dangling eyeball that I cut with scissors. That was the most painful part. But I don't want my love to feel judged. My fiancé cleaned up the mess and afterwards came to hug and comfort me. And we were happy. A few days later, she said that my accent bothers her. It's too foreigner for her taste. So I took the scissors again, and I cut it, so my speech won't bother her ever again. It took two tries to cut it completely, but it was worth the pain. And we were happy. I came home from work. Everyone is worried, but they just don't understand. I found a letter on our door. I'm confused. You're not the man you used to be, and I'm not sure I love the new you. I don't know if I'll come back. Wherever she is, she must be happy. Secret admirer. I got out of my bed and sat there for a moment, contemplating my life. Today is February 1st, and it was almost Valentine's Day. Still, with no one to share it with. Maybe I was meant to be alone. I opened my front porch to fetch the newspaper. What is this? I picked up a yellow envelope that was sitting on my mat. I opened it, and inside was a letter addressed to me. Dear Kobe, I have a confession to make. I have loved you since the day I laid eyes on you. I can't tell you who this is, but in time you will know. Look out for more letters. P.S. Will you be my Valentine? Love, secret admirer. I couldn't believe it. I have a secret admirer. Maybe things will look up for me. The letter wasn't lying. Every day I've received letters after letters. I think I'm falling in love. Today is February 14th, and for the first time in my life, I was happy. I picked up the last letter and ripped it open. A piece of my favorite chocolate appeared inside. How did they know? I plopped it in my mouth and unfolded the letter. Dear Kobe, I will finally tell you who I am. I know this will be hard to understand, but I am you, and you are me. I wanted you to feel loved and special for once. P.S. That chocolate you just ate? Well, there's poison in it. I know you were too much of a coward to do it, so I did it for you. Love, one of your multiple personalities. Only Sarah. It was a beautiful day to leave work early. John walked through his neighborhood as if in a slow-motion dream. His face warmed by the golden haze of the low-hanging sun. Nearby, a cluster of children were tearing into a struggling mailman, but he paid them little attention. They didn't matter. Only Sarah mattered. Thoughts of her drew him on, with screams exploding all around like mortar fire. John heard only a piano, her piano, playing just for him. His pace slowly began to pick up speed as he neared his house. He angled through a yard, barely noticing the overturned sprinkler washing blood down a neighbor's driveway. The shortcut left his shoes muddy and brought him dangerously close to a woman digging through an old man's stomach. But he chanced it, as he'd already chanced so much today, only for her, only for Sarah. And at last he was home, and he was up the front porch and through the screen door, and he saw her, still here, thank God. He'd made it in time. She stood by the piano, her sundress radiant in the afternoon light, and just as he'd told her every day for the last 20 years, she looked as lovely to him as the day they'd met. He took her into his arms without a word. Let the world go to hell. John had her. He held her close, brushed back her hair, and as she sank her teeth deep into his throat, he kissed her cheek. He didn't mind, as long it was her. Only her. Only Sarah.